Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Parakeh, Halacha Dalet, and the Oizvar Shur Daf is right at the top of Mem Dalet Omid Beis, and the Archkol Shur Daf is at the bottom of Mem Zayin Omid Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing what we began in the previous Mishnah regarding the Tchum of a person, that one is limited to walking 2,000 Amos from their Makam Shvisa, and sometimes a person could extend that Makam Shvisa by placing down an Erev in one particular direction, and then they're allowed to walk in that direction, but that takes away from Amos in another direction. And Mishnah Gimel had told us that this applies not only to the person, but also to his animals and his kelim. So his mission continues, Hashoyel kelim chaver me'erev yomtev, if a person borrows kelim from his friend, erev yomtev, karagle hashoyel. So those kelim are like the feet of the borrower, since they were in his possession already erev yomtev, so they're allowed to be brought where he's allowed to go, nothing to do with the actual owner. However, bi yomtev, if he borrowed them on yomtev, karagle hamashil. So they're like the feet of the lender, they're only allowed to be brought where the lender's allowed to go. Another din, ha'ish shal mechaver tatalvan umay. If a woman borrowed from her friend spices or water or salt for her dough, and this is on Yom Tov, so these are like the feet of both of them, and therefore this dough or this dish that she's making with the spices, let's say, that's like the feet of both of them, only where both women are allowed to go, that's where this dough or the bread is allowed to be brought, not any other place. However, Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim, Rabbi Yehuda poters with water. If the neighbor borrowed from her friend some water, that's not karag l'shneihem. Why is that? Mamish? Because there's no mamish to water. Water doesn't really have substance. Obviously, it does. You could touch it and drink it and use it, but still it's not something solid, it's fluid, it's all over the place, it flows from here to there, and therefore water doesn't have this din, according to Yehuda. Now the Gemara clarifies, Amar of Bai tells us, Tchumin asu aysan kimidis hadin. This halach of Tchumin, that if one woman borrows something from another, that's limited to the Tchum of both of them, that's like Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is regarding Mamanis, that just like if we're partnering up together, we're both chipping in to make a dish or a dough or something together, we're both giving our own ingredients. So from a Mamanis perspective, meaning hilchas mamonis, monetary law, if I give the egg and you give the flour, so I halachically own part of the dough and you halachically own part of the dough. And it's the same thing over here, that when a woman borrows spices or water or salt on Yom Tov, so the woman who lent it, the neighbor, in some way it's considered her dough. Obviously from a monetary perspective it's not, because she just lent it to her friend, but still if it was a partnership she would own some of the dough. Therefore in regards to tchumen on Yom Tov, it's limited to where both of them are allowed to go. And you should know this is so, because Taman Amar B'Shem Rav Chizda over there in Bavel, they say the name of Rav Chizda, and V'la Yadin in Min Shmua V'in Min Asnisa. We don't know if Rav Chizda himself said this Min Ashmua, if he had heard it from somewhere else, or if he got it from a Braisa. But the bottom line is, what did Rav Chizda say? V'afilu Eitzem, even wood, even if a woman borrowed wood from her friend on Yom Tov and she used it as the fire to bake bread with, that bread is limited to where both of them are allowed to go. Now, Savrana Meimar Eitzem Ein Ben Mamish, the Havamina is that wood is Ein Ben Mamish, meaning when you burn wood and the heat created by the fire bake the bread, so there's no real substance of the wood itself inside the bread. Nonetheless, Rav Chizda had said that that bread is limited to where both of the neighbors are allowed to go. And so we see from here that any ingredient which was borrowed from the neighbor now gives this new determination, designation to the dough or the dish that the person made, and it's limited to where both of them are allowed to go. Now we can explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Pater B'mayim Nesha Ein Ben Mamish, Rabbi Yehuda Paters with water, which means that when Rachel borrowed from her neighbor Leah some water for the dough, that's Pater, meaning we don't follow Leah's Tchum, only Rachel's Tchum. That's because water is Ein Bahen Mamish. And here we have a very important girsa insertion. Tani, we have a braisa, Mipnei Shein Nivla'in Be'isa. That's because it gets absorbed into the dough and it becomes bottle to it. And so now the Gemara asks, Ma'anafim B'neihoin, what's the difference between these two different explanations? And the answer is, and here we also have important girsa change, Chamim, which literally means hot, as in if the neighbor borrowed water just to be able to heat it up or to, let's say, cook a dish in it, but the water is remaining separate from the food and it's not getting mixed inside, that's what the nafkamina would be. Mad Amar B'nei Shein Ben Mamish, according to the Mad Amar of our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why I wouldn't apply Tchumen to water is because of Ein Ben Mamish, well, Harei, Ein Bahen Mamish, that's proper girsa. Over here, it's still considered Ein Bahen Mamish, even though the water is clearly distinct and it's separate from the dish that's being cooked, or she's just heating up the water by itself, still, water as a whole, according to this, is Ein Bahen Mamish, and therefore, it doesn't have the Tchum of the first lady that's borrowed from. Where's Mem Hamad Alf on top? Mad Amar B'nei Shein Nivlon B'isa, according to Mad Amar, that the reason why water doesn't have the neighbor's tchum is because it's absorbed into the dough, while Harei Ein Nivlon B'tavshil. Over here, it's not absorbed into the dish. As we had said, it's being cooked by itself, or it's just using to cook a dish, but it's separate from the dish, and therefore would have the tchum of the neighbor. Moving on to halacha, here we continue discussing this. Hagacheles kiragli habaylim v'shal heves b'chol makayim. A coal that a person has, that's like the feet of the owner, whereas a flame of a person, that's b'chol makayim, anywhere it is. So if Reuven went over to Shimon's house, took his own match or his own piece of wood, and borrowed, so to speak, speak, fire from his neighbor. He just lit it from his neighbor's fire. So that fire comes along with him and now gets absorbed into Reuven's tchum, and it's nothing to do with Shimon's because fire is ein behen mamish. More dinim about this. Hagachel shel hekdesh, mylin ba, that's proper girsa. A coal that belongs to hekdesh, one could be over me'ilu with it because it's yesh behen mamish, whereas the shel heves, loy nanin v'loy mylin. A flame from hekdesh, lechatchila, one's not allowed to benefit from it, but still, even if he did, he's not over me'ilu because ein behen mamish. Says the Gemara, chamisha dvar never megachelis v'chamisha b'shel heves, there are five dinim that were said regarding a coal and five regarding a fire. Number one, gachel shel hekdesh mylin ba v'shel heves, loy nanin v'loy mylin. A coal belonging to hekdesh, one could be over me'ilu with it if he uses it, because yesh ben mamish, whereas a fire, loinen v'loin myelin. Also, gachel shal v'edazara, coal coming from v'edazara, asura is asur, but v'shal heves muteres, a flame that was lit for v'edazara is permitted to take from. Another din, hamudar hanoy mechaveroi, if a person made a neder that he's not going to have benefit from his friend, asur b'gacheltoi, so he's not allowed to take from his gachelis, from his coal, but umutar b'shal haftoi, he's allowed to take from his flame. Fourth din, hamoitzias agachel zur shusurabim, chayev v'shal heves potter. On Shabbos, if a person carries a coal out into the shusram, he's chayev, whereas if he carries a flame out into the shusram, he's potter. And this must be talking about where he has a tiny little piece of wood that's on fire, and that piece of wood itself, he's not going to be chayev for carrying out. So in essence, just consider like carrying out a flame. So he's potter for that. And lastly, umvarchan al shalheves veinvarchan al galcheles. In regards to havdalah, matzei Shabbos, one can make a bracha on a flame, but not on a coal. A coal you cannot make a bracha on; it has to be a real flame. Now, just a clarification of this: Rav Chiya bar Ashi says b'shem Rav, im hayo gechalim loy chashos mevarchan. If the coals were flickering, then one could make a bracha over them because that's considered fire. Now Rabbi Yochanan the Katzin says b'shem Nachum Reb Simoi ubelvad b'nik tefes has to be that it's jumping. What does that mean, jumping? In other words, the flame sometimes comes from the coal and jumps out of it. So that means that there still is a little bit of a fire here. So then one can make a bracha b'ymer reish on Matzah Shabbos. But if it's just smoldering, it's very hot and red, but there isn't actually a flame that would jump out of it from time to time, then one is not able to make a bracha on it Matzah Shabbos. On Talach Avav, continue to discuss this concept. Bar shel yachid karagla yachid, a bar, which is usually translated as a water cistern or water holding tank that's in the ground. So if that's owned by an individual, it's a private bar. So the water in the bar is like the feet of the person who owns it, and it's only allowed to be brought where that person's allowed to go. Vishal anche o'ir, karagli anche oisa o'ir, that which belongs to people of a city, a public well or public water bar, it's owned by everyone in the city, so the water's allowed to be brought only where people in the city are allowed to go. And vishal oile bavel, karagli hamale, a bar that's for oile bavel, the water's like the feet of the person who fills it up. These were special bayrus that were dug only for those who are being oile regel, they're coming up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tif, and these were situated along the way, kind of like a rest stop that we have nowadays, and the water in there was for whoever wanted to fill it up. And that basically means that it's hefker, so whoever fills it up, now it comes into his rishos, and it can go wherever he's allowed to go. Says the Gemara, Be'er shebein shnei tchumen. Let's say there's a well in between two tchumen. We have two cities that are 4,000 amas apart from each other, and literally right at the edge of their tchumen, at the 2,000 amma mark, right in the middle, there's a bar that's situated right there. Half of it is in this tchum, half of it's in that tchum. And the problem is that the water that's in this bar is constantly flowing back and forth. Sometimes it's in tchum of city A, sometimes it's in tchum of city B. And that means that people in city A shouldn't be allowed to fill up water because maybe they're taking water that's really part of city B's tchum, and the opposite as well. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Oysen la mechitza shor barzel. In order to be able to fill up from it, there has to be a metal or iron mechitza made, placed inside the bar that divides water in half so that water can't go from one part to the other. Which Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, where he says that that's not necessary because anyway the water is going to end up going from one side to the other. Rather, afil mechitza shel kanim, even a reed mechitza could be placed in this bar. As long as it's not obvious that the water is flowing from this half to the other half, as long as there's a mechitza in this bar and it looks like the water is divided half here, half there, so it's okay, one can fill up water from it because it looks like he's filling up water from his side. In Rav Yudan, he explains over here that echmir b'divrayin yosem b'divrei Torah, the Chum were machmir with their own shita more than the Oraisas. And that's because really we should say it's batal. Because let's take the water that's in Tchum of city A at the beginning of Shabbos. And then let's say now on Shabbos, a little bit of water from the Tchum of city B goes into that water of Tchum of city A. That should be batal b'raiv and it shouldn't be a problem at all. And therefore there shouldn't be a need for a mechitza. That's what Yudin is explaining over here, that the Chum requiring a mechitza means that they're more machmir with their words than with the Oraisa. Because with the Oraisa, it should be batal. However, Memheo Bez on top, Aruch Hanina, he says, V'loy min b'minoy hu, isn't this one min in the same min? We know that in the dinim of bittul, that min b'minoy einoy batal. One min in the very same min, two of the very same types of things, are not batal in each other. And this is water in water. So actually, says Rav Chanina, Ela hechmiru b'divrein kid divrei Torah, the Chum are machmir themselves, just like a Doraisa. Now we just have a clarification of the end of the Mishnah, where we had said that a bar that belongs to Oile Bavel, the people are coming up from Bavel, they're being Oile Regel, and there are these bayrois, these water cisterns dotted along the way that anyone can fill up from. It says like Karagle Hamale, because as we had explained, that's Hefker. So anyone that takes it, now it comes into his Tchum. Says the Gemara Hada Amr, this also tells us, Hamaitse Kli Bederech, if a person's walking along the way and he finds a Kli, he finds a Metzia, a lost object, which is obviously Hefker, Harezu Karagle Hamaitse, and now takes on the din of the person who found it, and it's allowed to be brought where he's allowed to go. We're going to start with the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.